the first paying customer for X-Corps Aerospace's suborbital flights. We'll meet him and his pilot. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for the download today. Yesterday, we introduced you to X-Corps CEO Jeff Grayson and COO Andrew Nelson, and to Jules Klar, who's formed a new company called Rocket Ship Tours to market X-Corps' upcoming suborbital flights in a spacecraft called the Lynx. The Lynx is a two-seater, which means it will carry a pilot and only one passenger per flight, providing a co-pilot's eye view and a very personal experience. If NASA's space shuttle is a furniture truck and Virgin Galactic's Spaceship Two is a minivan, the Lynx is a Miata. Today, we'll take you back to Tuesday's press conference in Beverly Hills to meet the first paying customer for these rides, Danish entrepreneur and adventurer Per Wimmer, and his pilot, retired Air Force colonel and former astronaut Rick Searfoss. Here's Rocket Ship Tours founder and CEO Jules Klar.
Let me now introduce a gentleman who, he'll tell you all about himself, but once in a while you meet someone who has had a remarkable career, not just in finance, and this gentleman is a graduate of Harvard, but he is an adventurer par excellence. I'm talking about Per Wimmer, who is going to be the first person to go up with Rick Searfoss on our Lynx flight, the first person to pay to go up on a Lynx flight. And Per, if you'd be kind enough to join me up here on the podium, I have something special for you. Thank you very much. The document I'm holding here in my hand is an informed consent form. And before we can do anything, we really have to make sure that every participant is fully aware of the excitement and the challenge of going up on a suborbital flight vehicle, the Lynx. So, Per, I'm going to ask you to sign this document before we go any further.
I've got no choice. Thank you.
Thank you, Per. Thank you very much, Per. Well, now that you have the document signed, I'm in a position to give you a ticket. Okay, this is the first.
Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. And this is your ticket on the Lynx. As you can see, it's number one. Somebody has to be number one, and I couldn't think of anyone better to do that than Per Wimmer.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jules. It's an absolute pleasure, and I just can't wait till we start flying. And thank you, everybody, for coming here today. It is a great joy to share this ride that we are set off to do now here together with you, and I hope a lot of you will be following it. I'm a pioneer. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an adventurer. I'm also a financier. And above all, I'm a space enthusiast. I run Wimmer Space, which has got two missions. Number one is to shoot me into space. And number two is to, in the process, inspire young kids to live out their dreams, whatever their dreams are. And I hope to become a good ambassador in that regard. On the first part of the mission, going into space, I am so grateful and excited that X-Corps is going to be delivering on that part of the mission. X-Corps has, as Jules was saying, a fantastic track record of just doing things, not talking about them, delivering things. And one thing that is absolutely key for a person like me, an adventurer, is the safety profile. We want to make sure that we get a great ride and a great experience, but also that we come back to share the experience with you. And looking back at X-Corps, what they have delivered so far, it is fantastic, and it's been really great to see what they have accomplished so far, and I've no doubt that they'll accomplish on this mission as well. Secondly, the management team, the engineers, and the entire staff there, I think, are just great people. They're fun to work with. It's just a delight to show up there at the workshop. So also at the personal level, it's actually really good fun to work together. They also, I think, have a very interesting model for the new space area. This low-cost model has got a huge potential of transforming what was yesterday into the future. And I'm very excited about the fact that space is coming to a home near everybody by bringing down the cost. And this low-cost model, I think, will be something that we can look back upon as a very transformational stepping stone in the development of space. Because there's been there's a lot of excitement about space in the late 60s, early 70s, but now that we're entering the new space era, this is happening where people like myself or yourselves or school kids, I was a school kid once, and it's just great to go back to the schools and say, well, listen, you can do it if you want to. And people like X-Corps are helping delivering that mission coming true. And I'm so excited about that because I want more people to go into space. I want humankind to get up into space and to benefit from it. And in the process, what we are creating is cheaper access to space. And that will also have greater benefits than just a nice ride. There will be cheap access for satellites. There will be cheap access for medical experiments, etc., etc. So there's actually a bigger underlying mission here as well, as far as I'm concerned. On the second part of the mission within Wimmer Space, we hope to inspire young kids, as I said, to live out their dreams. And we have teamed up with charities such as UNICEF to help execute on that plan. I think there's a lot of misperceived and not great role models out there that seem to be attracting the children of today. And my hope is that by being engaged and involved, that people like myself can inspire young kids and show that space and science is actually a cool thing. And they can do it. If I can do it, they can do it. And I think that's a really key message to show. My space trip should be seen in a context of a lot of great adventures, like you were hinting, Jules. Just to mention a few, I have been skiing in 5,500 meters, the highest ski station in the world. I've traveled to more than 50 countries on Earth. I'm sort of a bit of a mix between a 007 and an Indiana Jones because I've been on to all these great funny places on Earth. I live with the Indians in the Amazon. I've traveled Africa thin and thick. I've been diving with sharks in Fiji. I've done all those great things on Earth. And recently, we did a historic adventure where we did the first ever tandem skydive over Mount Everest. Never done before, from 9,000 meters and down. So that in itself was a fantastic accomplishment and also a great springboard winning over the highest point on Earth and thereby getting ready for what is going to be the ultimate adventure of my lifetime, and that is going into space. So I can think of nothing more exciting, having done all these things on Earth, getting ready for the ultimate trip of a lifetime, the trip to space.
Stay with us. We'll meet the man who will be at the controls for that first flight in just a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. Rocket Ship Tours CEO Jules Klar is set to introduce retired Air Force Colonel and former astronaut Rick Searfoss.
Of course, Pear won't be able to do this alone. He'll need a pilot, and I think we have the best possible pilot that we can find anywhere. Rick Searfoss is the chief test pilot for X-Corps Aerospace. He has been in space three times, clocking almost 39 hours. 39 days, sorry. Thank you very much. And I think he has something that he will want to talk about concerning the Lynx experience and what he thinks it will mean to all of us. Rick?
Well, good morning. You know, when I left the astronaut corps about 10 years ago, I knew I would never fly in space again, and I was fine with that. I was moving on to a different phase in my life, and yet, hasn't it been interesting to see how the new space industry has begun to take off and develop? And I was very, very fortunate. About 6 years ago, got connected with X Corps, and I realized that these guys have the right stuff. They have the foundation, the culture, the technical ability, the drive, and the vision to actually make it possible for me to go back to space again. And in fact, I tell my wife now, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And it's so exciting for me to continue to work with them, both for events like this exciting visionary view of what Lynx is going to do, but also on that nuts and bolts technical. As a test pilot, I've flown two of their rocket-powered vehicles now. We just came off a very, very successful 40-flight test program on a rocket-powered aircraft that we learned so much from. And I can't wait to take the lessons learned from that into the Lynx flight test program. I've been very involved with development of Lynx, all of the human factors, cockpit design, pilot-y kind of stuff that I've brought to the table, been working with the development on that. It's great to see hardware on the shop floor. The engine that we used on our latest flight test program is essentially the engine that will be on Lynx, only we're going to have four of them, and we'll continue to develop it and increase its performance and so forth. So we are well along the technical path to what you see here. And while today we're focusing on the ultimate in-game experience, I did want to remind us that, you know, although it takes a lot of work to get there, the technical nuts and bolts, roll your sleeves up, scratch your head, how are you going to solve this technical problem? We have that well in hand, and we've made some great progress with that. And we will continue to do that work. It will ramp up more and more. And I'm, from my viewpoint as a professional test pilot, I'm as excited, I think, about first flight of this vehicle, which will be far from going to the edge of space, but I'm as excited about doing first flight and the opportunity to do first flight. That's kind of a holy grail for a test pilot of a new aerospace vehicle, and then move from there, continue to expand the envelope, increase our altitude, our speed, solve the problems as they come up, because there will be challenges and so forth, and get to the point where we can transition to flying with Pear. And, you know, I'm looking at the man right here. It'll be the two of us on the first commercial flight of Lynx. And I am so excited to move from what I figured I would do after I left the astronaut corps, just share the experience vicariously through presentations or talking to school kids or public speaking and so forth, into literally sharing the space experience with someone. You know, I haven't done that since I took five rookies out of our seven-person crew up on STS-90 back 10 years ago. And I tell you, it is so gratifying not only to fly to space, but to take people with you and have them experience that life-changing situation. I wanted to share with you just a little bit of what this is really all about. You know, for me, far and away, the visual impact is the best part of it. You know, weightlessness is fun, it's great, it's exciting, the, you know, kind of strokes your ego to be one of a relatively few number of people who have done that. But to the first time you look out the window and see that you're above the atmosphere, you see that thin blue line of the atmosphere out on the horizon, you see the curvature of the Earth, that is virtually a spiritual experience, and it's one that I cannot wait to share over and over and over again with our clients, with our participants who go fly with us. Very excited about that. But there's one other element to it that I think really highlights the value of rocket ship tours. You know, I think it's plenty exciting to just take someone off the street, throw them in this vehicle, strap them in, and go fly. You know, that would be a wonderful experience, don't you agree? You know, just to have that. However, you can make it so much better. I look back on my experiences of flying in space, and all of the preparation time before was great in and of itself. You know, going over, you know, in the simulations and all the learning and the flying the shuttle trainer aircraft and everything that it took to get me to that level. And we're going to do, you might call, a subset of that in the preparation of our participants to get them ready, that will all be headed up and led by rocket ship tours. We're going to leverage the experience. We're going to amplify it. We're going to make it so much more than this hour flight. It's going to be the whole set of experiences and interactions leading up to it, so they're really prepared, and it's going to make it better for them on a variety of levels, not only the fun that they get doing the different things beforehand in the preparation, but also in getting their minds sped up and ready to go so that during the experience they know what's coming, they expect it, and they can be on top of the step. Much like a test pilot prepares and prepares and prepares and chair flies, is what we call it, before going to fly, we will do that with our participants. So when we get in this vehicle and we strap them in and they're in this pressure suit and we tilt the nose straight up and we suck them back against the seat at 2.5 to 3 or more G's, they will sort of know what to expect and be very, very excited to enjoy the whole experience. So I think it's a great partnership that we've developed with Rocket Ship Tours. We'll do the technical work. We're going to continue to press forward in the same way that X-Corps has done their business in the 9 years of their existence. We're going to do it right. We're going to do it as safely as is possible, and we're going to continue to develop this so it is beyond the vision that we have here today and is reality when Per and I go fly, and then many, many more thousands afterwards.
In the question and answer session with reporters which followed this press conference on Tuesday, X-Corps CEO Jeff Grayson was asked when we can expect all the usual development milestones to be accomplished in the Lynx program. Consistent with his concern not to create promises on which the company can't deliver, he declined to offer a specific timetable. But the company has said it expects Per Wimmer will get to redeem his ticket sometime in 2011. You can follow the Lynx story at www.rocketshiptours.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.